Hi, everybody, and welcome here to another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, sponsored by quantumhypno.uk. And a big thank you to those of my supporters who do take the time to go below and buy me a coffee by simply clicking the link. Really appreciate that, guys. It takes a lot of the pressure off me in keeping this thing still going. And we are still going. You know, I was looking at some of the stats behind this podcast channel. Some of them are quite amazing. I mean, you probably know we've gone over, I think, 2.1 million views or downloads, and we have, tens of thousands of podcasts. It's so much stuff we are putting away in this library of record. We're trying to tell things the way they are, not the way that the establishment want them to be. And that's why I need as much support as you can give me. But anyway, never mind that. Let's talk about Pfizer. Now, during Pfizer's clinical trials, more people died in the control, in the vaccine group, than they did in the placebo group. Just think about that. During their trials, more people died in the vaccine group than they did in the placebo group. There was no perceivable benefit. Pfizer knew this, governments knew this, and yet they still coerced, blackmailed, and mandated these experimental injections anyway. And in the UK most recently, as we've talked about here in the past month or two, the Office of National Statistics has conveniently changed the way it calculates excess deaths. Now, why do you think they would do that? So I think what we have to face up to is the fact that the entire establishment is in a cover-up. You know, the number one Hippocratic oath is, first, do no harm. Well, no. Pfizer's updated that. And in Pfizer 2.0 version of the Hippocratic oath, it's, first, do harm. They knew that their jabs did more harm than good. I mean, if you run a trial and you say, well, we're going to give this group our treatment, our vaccine, and the other group don't get our vaccine, and there's more deaths in the vaccine group than in the placebo group, well, you'd obviously stop the trial and serious questions would have to be asked. But instead, quite the opposite happened. They knew that, government had side of that, and they still said, well, it doesn't matter because we have to make sure we get as many people as possible to take these vaccines. That is the route that they took. So, you know, there's so much evil just in that little bit that it's almost mind-blowing. So Pfizer knew that their jabs were deadly and that they showed no perceivable benefit to the patients who took them. They knew that. The governments knew that. They were all in on it. And yet it rolled out and the profits rolled in. And then in due course, in fact, quite quickly, so did the deaths. So did the adverse reactions. So did the terrible statistics that you and I have talked about here over the last several years. I mean, it's not just yesterday that we knew there was something really, really badly wrong with these jabs. But yet, you know, as recently as just maybe a month or so ago, the Prime Minister stood up in the House of Commons, where he had parliamentary privilege, obviously, and told us all that the jabs were absolutely safe and effective. 100%, Rashid, right? And so the level of corruption that's been going on is aided and abetted when you have the likes of the Office of National Statistics deciding to monkey about and manipulate statistics in such a way that the number of excess deaths beyond that which we would ordinarily expect is reduced. Now, that's really convenient, isn't it? That's really, really handy that they should do that. So the ONS is every bit as corrupt as every other part, essentially a part of the establishment that I can see. They're all corrupt and they're all in on it. Whether how much they know, I can't say. But what I can say is that all of them are doing everything possible to drag out the day of reckoning. And the day of reckoning will come, whether they want it or not. The day of reckoning is going to come because, you know, more and more people are waking up to what went on. They can see with their own eyes what's happened to some people, you know, the terrible adverse reactions, the life-changing adverse reactions. And that's setting aside the people who aren't with us anymore. And as I said, Pfizer knew from the get-go that when they started to do the tests, the experiments, and compare the impact of the vaccine on test group one versus those who hadn't taken the vaccine in test group two, well, guess what? Test group one was suffering the most. So it was obvious. It was absolutely obvious, as far as I can see, what was going on. So you'd have to ask yourself, well, what are the systems that were operating? Are they still operating? Whereby basically, and this is incredible, a blind eye is being, you know, is being used here, is being deployed against this industrial scale killing that started in early 2021 and has proceeded pretty much ever since. Now, I think we're over the peak years of the actual killing, because more and more people have started to wise up to what they're actually injecting into their arms. But many people are going to live with the consequences of these so-called vaccines for years. And, you know, more and more consequences of these vaccines will be uncovered as time goes along. You know, I don't think there's anybody now who's saying they're 100% safe and effective, apart from arguably Rishi Sunak. And that's because ultimately the truth will out, you know. So first of all, so here we have a Hippocratic Oath being inverted, turned on its head, and the first thing they're doing is harm.